This is the RFD Livestock Report. I'm Rita Frazier. This month of September, we have spoken to lots of cattlemen and women around the state who are not only dedicated to producing a fine product and raising animals in the right way, they are devoted to carrying on that tradition and working towards the future. T.J. Curtin and his family in Blue Mound, Macon County producers. We checked in with T.J. for an update this fall of 2021.
We had a really fun summer showing. Three of my four children show. We had a couple nice heifers that we really had some success with this summer and had a lot of fun. We traveled a lot. We showed more than we ever have as a family. We went to a lot of places. My daughter's a sophomore at Taylorville right now and 15 years old. She's, very enthusiastic about it. And my 13-year-old son is in eighth grade. I mean, they really took the lead this summer and worked on them really hard. And so mom and dad decided to reward them, and we tried to go to as many shows as we thought we could, and we had a lot of fun. So kind of right now our attention's are really doing giving a lot of time to the 4-H projects and that aspect, but I still got my I've got some bulls for next spring to sell. I've got one bull that's looking like he's going to be pretty special, and so we're still doing more of the commercial producer end of it too, on our operation.
So when you work with your kids, and I know that you and your wife also work with the 4-H club. So, I mean, when you talk to kids about not only putting out the best show animal, but really, the best product ultimately for consumers, how do you produce the best cattle or the best steak?
I guess from my experiences, the cattle, they gotta be healthy. They gotta be comfortable, with that, just low stress. So, I mean, you need to have the proper facilities. Your lots need to, in the wintertime and that thing need to drain or have some space for the cattle to get out of the mud or get in under roof if possible in some of the bad weather that we get. And then you've got to have the feed component with it. It's really several different approaches, but to create that high quality end product, you really got to have healthy cattle that are not stressed, and then feed them high quality feed. That's the things that I try to do here, and constant get ahead of maybe any problems. I mean, so constant observation, make sure you see the cattle as much as you can, and just you learn a lot. Cattle tell you what's wrong with them. They'll tell you. So if you observe them, and then you can stay on top of it. That's, in my opinion, how you can have the utmost eating experience at the consumer level.
T.J. Curtin, Curtin Cattle, Macon County. More with T.J. on Monday's RFD Livestock Report.
Nicely done, beef. From London broils and French dips to New York strips and Texas briskets. Who knew you were so well-traveled? Yeah, you're what's for dinner. And it's always dinner somewhere. Bring everyone back to the table and get cooking at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.